Good morning. I want to put a little disclaimer in before the podcast gets started. I recorded this podcast on Friday the 13th. Today is Sunday the 15th, and I am just getting it uploaded. Some items may be a little past tense, but however, enjoy the podcast nevertheless. Thank you. Good morning. This is AJ welcoming you to Inside the Quilting Pot. Grab a craft. Have a seat and let's get started. Today is Friday the 13th, just another day. That's the episode title of this podcast, just another day. It is 5:25 in the morning and I am on my way into work. So without further ado, let's get started. If you follow me on Twitter, you know I have finally completed my Scrappy Trips quilt. I put the binding on just a couple of days ago. My goal was to get it done on Black Friday Day Black Friday Day or that weekend or last weekend. I can't remember what I said. But I know my goal was to try to get it done last weekend, I think it was. And I didn't quite get that goal accomplished. However, I still chalk it up as a finish because it was a finish. I guess I shouldn't put deadlines on myself because of my work schedule and just my overall ability to procrastinate, because I do procrastinate a lot. So I am proud of it. And Sandy, no, I am not ready to quilt for hire yet. I still have a long way to go, but thank you for saying that you're going to start sending me your quilt. That makes me feel good. So, moving on. Got a little smile on my face if you can't tell. Moving on. I am working diligently on my Celtic Solstice. Unlike some, I'm not able to get all of the piecing done with each clue, but I do what I can up until Friday night. That's what I've put on myself, up until Friday night, and Saturday morning is when I start on the newest clue. So I am still working on last week's clues. Today, the third release will be put out sometime this morning. Of course, she hasn't gotten it out yet because it's really early, and I don't think her post comes out until around 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning, so I'm looking forward to seeing what's on the plate when I get home this afternoon, or this evening, should I say. So I am still working on those blocks. I probably have about 48 out of the 100 done. I am doing the smaller version. I just can't do the king size thing. Doesn't work for me. Plus, I don't have a king-size bed. I have a double bed. Not a double bed, but a queen bed. However, a king-size top would drape nicely over a queen-size bed because you get that hang over the sides. But yeah, no. King-size for me, out of the question. Her last two tops, I haven't... Her last top, what was it? Easy Street? I have not finished Easy Street. The top is done. However, the binding border is not done. And I think I decided I wasn't going to do a border. I was just going to quilt it and bind it. Because I don't think it really needs a border. Why did I put a border on it? I haven't seen it in so long. I don't remember exactly what I did to it, but hopefully I can get that done. That's going to be one of my goals for next year, is to finish Easy Street, to get my string geese quilted. I hope to get that on, at least on the frame, by the end of the year. I have one more work week, and then I am off the week of Christmas. So I should be able to accomplish a lot. Don't have any big plans for Christmas. I toyed with the idea of going to see my daughter, but I really don't want to drive. I just kind of want to stay home and do me, That's all I want to do. Do what I want to do, not feel obligated to do anything. And I'm happy with that. So getting my quilting and my sewing and my knitting done, I'm happy with that. Oh, by the way, I'm going to digress a little bit from quilting. Knitting. I am knitting. It's not a cowl. It's kind of has the look of a cowl that you can pull over your head. I think I talked about it before. I'm knitting that for my daughter. It's not going to be ready by her birthday, just so you know. That's a little update on that. Right now, I am doing a basket weave pattern, and it's a row. It's so many knits. It's like a knit 5, purl 3, knit 5, purl 3. And then when you do that row, then you come back and you do the opposite. You end up with a basket weave pattern. And right now, that's the section of the pattern that I am working on, is the basket weave. And I have to do that until the piece measures, I think, 9 3/4 inches. I've done the band row. That's the row that has the buttonholes in it. And it's only 2 buttonholes, and that buttonholes in knitting, depending on what style you do, is very easy. And the style that this called for is the easiest, where you do a slip stitch, and then when you come back and do your subsequent stitches on your return row, it leaves a gap in the fabric. It's kind of the premise of doing lace knitting with the slip stitches and all of that stuff. That's what gives you the holes. So, done with knitting, moving back to quilting. So, as I said, I'm looking forward to Friday's release for Celtic Solstice. And, Friday's release, that would be today, AJ. I got kind of distracted there for a minute because I'm going into the area that I used to live, and at the entrance of this little town, they have those little speed things that tells you how fast you were going. And sometimes it's on my right-hand side. And sometimes when I'm driving, I don't always pay attention, but I happened to notice that was a radar person sitting in the little cut where they usually sit. To kind of trap you, to give you a little ticket, because you go from 55 down to 45 in a very short time, and then 45 down to 35 for a little bit. And it's very short distances to get your speeds down. And I noticed him in the corner, so I got a little sidetracked because I had to slow my roll enough before the visible evidence that I was driving a little too fast was shown on that little blinky thing. So, yeah, got sidetracked. Now I'm back on track. Back to quilting. Oh, God, I lost where I was. I really don't want to get a ticket. And I know Bonnie Hunter got a ticket. I think she was going to the airport or doing something. Not only did she get a ticket, she also got fined for her license plate frame. So her trip that day cost her an additional $291, I believe. And I really don't want that. And then being in the military, if you get a ticket, then your name ends up on a list in front of the commander. And I don't like being on lists, at least not that kind of list. I don't mind being on good lists. But naughty list, I don't like being on. So I try to, with all intents and purposes, not travel more than 5 miles over the posted speed limit. The majority of the time, I would say about 80-90% of the time I do. But this driving and podcasting kind of diverts me a little bit. So that was a tangent at 5:34 in the morning. Yep, a little tangent. Okay, so one of my other goals, other than finishing my string quilt and finishing my easy streak quilt, is to start my Majestic Mountains quilt. Excuse me. So yeah, those are the three quilts, the two finishes and the one start that I definitely want to get done next year. The other thing I want to work on doing next year is folding my fabric in my craft room and getting some shelving or cabinetry or something that I can put my folded fabric in. Right now it's scattered all over the place. They're in the rolly carts with the drawers. It's just kind of balled up if it didn't get folded. So I have a long ways to go. I'm going to try to, over the course of a year, do some 10 to 15 minutes of fabric organizing. I'm not going to say it every day, but you know, frequently enough each week that I can start knocking out some of this fabric and making it a little more organized, organizing my little scraps. I've started that, but haven't gotten really far. I'm not a great organizer. I toyed with the idea of having someone come in and do it for me, but I don't even know what the cost of that would be. I know that people quilt by check. I wonder if people organize by check. Let me know if you had a professional organizer come in and organize your craft room. I mean, it was a thought. I don't know how much it would cost. Would it be a frivolous cost? Yes. Would it be a cost that would be worth it to me? Just depends on what the cost is. I don't have a lot of money, so don't think that I have a lot of money. It's just, I want things done and I want it neat. And once it gets that way, it's just easier for me to keep it that way. But I have to get it that way first. And the getting it organized is the time-consuming part. The keeping it organized is easy. So I'm trying to get the time-consuming part out of my way. So just let me know if anybody's ever had anyone come in and do professional organization of any kind in your home. So, yeah. It's not lazy. It's just like I work long hours and I'm tired. I'm tired when I get home. And on the weekends, I'm very selfish. I want to just do things that that make me happy. So, oh, there's one more thing that I want to add to next year's goal is I want to do at least two quilts of Vala from start to finish, since I do have my own long arm. That's what I want to do. So that's just to give back a little, because when I was over in Iraq, it was nice getting a quilt. I got a quilt while I was in Iraq. And I've been back for 3 years now. Yeah, just a little over 3 years. And I have done some patriotic quilts for things within where I work at the hospital. I have done 3 patriotic quilts. So, yeah, and that was charity, and I'm proud of that. But I want to give to Quilts of Valor because I know that they end up going to wounded warriors and soldiers that have issues when they get back from deployment. Lucky for me, although I was in a place that did have some shooting and bombs and all of that going on, I didn't have quite the experience that some have on those line units. So I think it's good for me to do at least 2 quilts this year for Quilts of Valor and get them submitted to however I need to submit them. I'm not sure yet. So it will involve doing the pattern, you know, quilting it, binding it, and making the pillowcase for a presentation. So I'm going to work on that. So those are my goals for 2014. I know Sandy is going to start asking for that. I don't know when that will be. I just caught up on her podcast yesterday, as it were, and I know she's getting ready to have people do their goals for next year. I haven't participated in the past, but this year I think I'm going to participate. So with that said, it will be completion of two works in progress, String Geese and my Easy Street. It will be to hopefully start and complete my Majestic Sunrise quilt. Do some fabric folding and organization. Do two quilts of Valor. And I think it was one more thing. And to get on to what other thing that I want to get back into is not necessarily a goal. It's just something that I want to get back into. Technology has made me, for lack of a better term, really lazy. With the iPads, the iPods, the laptops, and the PCs, I've gotten away from something that I used to do that I really enjoyed, which was books. I used to read a lot. I don't read so much other than some journals for work or whatever. I don't read as much as I used to, and I'd like to get back into reading. And I still buy books. I have lots of books on my shelves. I'm a James Patterson fan. I like Stephen King, but his books tend to be a little on the hefty side for me. I like James Patterson. His books seems to be the right mix of content and pages. Stephen King books is like three books in one, and they're just too much for me. So I have gotten into listening to books. I'm a member of Audible, so I get to download so many books depending on how many credits I have. So I'm probably going to cancel that, download my last few credits, cancel that, and get back into reading. Whether I'm going to purchase books in the conventional way, you know, the books with the spine and the cover and the pages, probably not as much. What I just bought myself, even though I do have an iPad and I could do it on my iPad, I can't hold my iPad with one hand. So I did buy myself just an e-reader. I bought a Kindle Paperwhite e-reader, and I am starting to read, starting to get books on my e-reader. I still have a lot of Kindle book content and audio content on my Amazon account from when I had a Kindle previously that I re-gifted to my sister a couple of years ago. Was it last year or year before? I can't remember. I think it was a couple of years ago I re-gifted it to her. So that's what I'm going to try to get into a little more, is to get into reading. So when I'm at the doctor's or at an appointment or somewhere, that I can steal a few minutes instead of playing games on my iPhone. My Kindle Paperwhite is small enough for me to put in my large cargo pocket of my uniform, so it can go with me wherever I go in the hospital. If I'm at a meeting and we're waiting for people to attend, I can read. The other thing that I want to get into the habit of doing is reading just before I go to bed, instead of turning the television on and falling asleep by the television. I'm going to try to end my night with some reading, if it's no more than 15 minutes just before I go to bed, to get some of the electronic stimulation out of my brain. Maybe that will help me with my sleep pattern. I have a terrible time in sleeping. I go to bed late. I still get up 3:30, even on the weekends. So maybe that'll help me turn off my brain a little bit, based on all of the electronics that I'm exposed to and the technology during the day and at home, and television and, you know, computer and Twitter and Pinterest and Ravelry and Audible thing. So this will be a way of me shutting down my brain at night so it can hopefully start getting some well-deserved rest. Because right now, I maybe get 2 hours, maybe 3 at the most of continuous sleep at any given time. So, yeah. That's enough about my rambling and, you know, taking care of my brain. I'm trying to take care of myself. I'm getting up in age. I mean, I'm not old, so don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that I am old, although I am probably older than most of my podcasting buddies, but I am not old by a stretch. I am just older. So another goal with which everybody is trying to do at this day and age is to take care of self, both mentally, physically, spiritually. So that's what I'm going to start doing, is taking care of self. Yes, I work in a profession that I take care of others, and I need to take care of self as well. Let's see, what else is on my quilting front? That's all of the projects that I think that are on the forefront. I haven't forgotten my bucket list quilt, which is Pineapple Crazy. That's still in its little art bin. I have to print out more foundation pieces. I'll probably get to do some of that. So in working towards that quilt, that's what I'm doing, is printing out the foundation pieces so that I can have them paper pieced. I have no idea how many. I got to look at her picture and her quilt to see how many rows across and down to get the size that she has. I know what the size of the blocks are going to be, so I just got to figure out how many blocks I need to make it the size that I want. I want it to at least be able to cover the top of my bed, not necessarily overflow it much, maybe cover the top and the length of my bed with maybe an additional row on each side and at the bottom, so that it will hang over just a bit and the remainder would be borders. So I have to sit down and figure out how many across I need to do to get that, and how many down I need to do to get the length I need. So I'm going to have to measure my bed at some point. But right now I am just printing foundation pieces in my printer. It takes up a lot of ink, but that's okay. I'm using the tracing paper that she mentioned that I did get from the dollar store. I had mentioned previously in a podcast, a couple of podcasts ago, that the tracing paper that I had purchased from Walmart seems to have a lot of static cling, and they were sticking together. So I was getting partial pattern print on several different pieces of paper. But the one from, I think it was Dollar General, seemed not to have that same issue. It's a thicker paper than the previous tracing paper that I bought. So maybe that had something to do with it. So that's it on Pineapple Crazy, my bucket list quilt. As for Jody, talking about my four-legged babies now. As for Jody, Jody's ball is still intact. He found the second one, so there's two now. He's still dropping it on my head. No, I have not taken it away. I said I would. I just can't bear to take it away. I feel a little guilty because they're at home all day while I'm working, and I'm glad that there's two of them because they keep themselves company. Excuse me. My daughter says, this is her theory, when I'm not there, all they do is sleep all day. And that may be true. May be true. I don't know that because I'm not there, and when I'm there, they're not asleep. So I hope that's true, so that the guilt that I have leaving my two doggies for this long, that helps my guilt feelings. Before I moved to Georgia, my workday wasn't quite this long. I was usually out from work around 3:30 at the latest, unless something terribly was going wrong, and it was a bigger place as well. I didn't work these 10, 11, 12 hours until I moved to Georgia. So I'm not quite sure why that is. My position is similar to the same. I still am responsible for, there I was responsible for one section. Here I'm responsible for a few more sections. And I still can't quite understand why I'm there the time that I'm there. But I'm going to leave that alone because I might get myself in trouble. I don't want to go on a tangent about work. But anyway, back to Jody. Jody loves those little orange balls. Love them. I looked at the name label on it, and it's a champion ball. So, yeah. He loves those balls. When we go out in the morning, before I go out in the backyard. He runs and grabs his ball, and I kick it around, and he runs for it. We spend about 5 minutes in the morning doing that before I go to work. So, Gizmo, he's more active with the ball in the afternoon. He's kind of like his mama. Kind of like, okay, that's too much work right now, and I don't want to get involved. So, he kind of hangs back, but he'll get into the mix. Excuse me. He'll get into the mix to play with his brother every so often, and then he gets tired, and then he just leaves it alone, and then Jody will take the ball and then go drop it in front of him and get into that little doggy play pose when they put the front half of their body down and this little crouch look and their rear end is up. That's the little doggy play pose. So, yeah, it's funny to watch them sometimes. Jody is, he keeps me on my toes. He is that 2-year-old that has all of that energy, although he's 3. But he's the one that has all of the energy, all of it. So I don't have a lot in this episode. It is Friday the 13th, just one more day. When I was a little younger, I know I've just changed subjects, flight of ideas here. When I was younger, I used to give in to the superstition. As I've aged, each day is just another day that I walk on this side of the grass. So I don't take cotton into Friday the 13th or any of the superstition. I'm just glad I'm walking upright and on this side of the grass. So with that said, I'm going to end this podcast. Oh, by the way, before I go, tomorrow is our Christmas extravaganza, so I will be in a hotel in Savannah spending the night, and I will take my sewing machine with me and do some sewing there. So it's going to be a mini vacay. It's a formal affair. It will be nice to be able to get dressed and be in a formal and look female instead of all of us looking alike. We do have that coming up where all of us have to dress in our dress uniform and attend an event. That will be our place of duty. So this is going to be nice. So tomorrow night, I will be, I will be in formal attire, which is very rare for me. So with that said, I'm going to end this podcast. I'm about 10 minutes from the gate, and my day will begin. So if you want to reach me, you can do so at thequiltingpot.com. That will take you to my blogger website. You can reach me at thequiltingpot.podbean.com. That takes you to my Podbean site. I am on Ravelry as Nitty AJ. I am also on Pinterest and Twitter. I'm either The Quilting Pot or Nitty AJ. So if you ever look for me and you see a tagline, Nitty AJ, that's me. That's me. And I think on Etsy, if I'm not if I haven't changed it, I was AJ Quilts because I had that name for a while. So usually AJ is tagged on to a lot of stuff that I have been involved in. So with that said, may all your seams be straight.